Hey, welcome back to Mastering Ourselves with Keith and Charmy Amber. Thank you for being with us. If you'd like to call in with a question, we're at 1-800-336-2225. Psychic reading, a question with some sort of difficulty or challenge in your life. 1-800-336-2225. You know, this lady that was stuck on the harp thing?
Yep.
You know, I bring up this example because of this. Whenever any of us, whenever any of you has some sort of belief or righteous something going on in your noodle, you will block accurate intuition because you'll see everything through that lens. So this lady had an 11-year-old daughter fighting pneumonia. Pneumonia, by the way, folks, usually has to do with backed up, repressed emotions. So her daddy and mommy got a divorce, and daddy and mommy were not doing well, and daddy wasn't around, and this little girl missed her daddy. And she was having all sorts of backed up feelings about all this. And while this mother righteously thought she was well in touch with her children and she knew them very well, you know, I like tipping toe on ice said to her, you know, on eggshells, you know, can I maybe present something else to you? And, you know, I could feel there was one part of her that was so loved her children that of course she wanted to hear any idea possible to get a solution. Then there was this other part of her that was so righteous and sure. She said, well, I know my children very well. Well, she literally was blocking the truth because she was so stuck on this harp thing up in Alaska. And, you know, this isn't a conversation about whether the harp microwave thing up in Alaska is or is not an appropriate thing. It is a conversation about when we get stuck on that or any other thing, stuck on it. We don't hear intuition properly. We block it because everything that comes in through those lenses. This lady, after she finally got what I said, was very embarrassed that she didn't know her children better and that she'd gotten stuck, and she stayed clear of me for 2 years because she was so embarrassed that she had been so far off with her children. And, you know,
you know, there's a lot of New Age stuff, and different groups have real strong beliefs, you know, and some of them are so far off balance, and they might have maybe a half or 20, 30, 40% that are really good or really accurate and need to have something happen about it, and they might have half or something, you know, some other percentage way off. And so you gotta discern these things and not just buy the whole package. And a lot of people, you know, like this global warming, it's basically a radical religion that's following it, a mass radical religion, instead of going, well, my goodness, we're having all kinds of record cold all through the world these days, this winter right now, and half a year ago, which was winter on the southern hemisphere, there was all kinds of records.
You know, the most potent, incredible flow is living in the question about everything always.
Always.
Living in the question. You know, there are plenty of people on this planet living in the answer. Plenty of people. Why don't you stand out for a change and live in the question? Live in the question of everything. Even if it maybe looks like global warming this season, live in the question. And maybe next season it's changed. Everything is evolving and changing. And the only way we're going to be perceptive and discerning and intuitive on it in the moment is when we begin living in the question, which means humbling out. You have to release this, I have all the answers, or I know what's right, and you have to start flowing with, well, what is right in this moment? What is the right direction?
Case in point, we have a nice big koi pond in our yard. Beautiful fish, plants, the whole thing. And I get everything working really well to where I hardly consider that anything could be wrong with it. And, you know, so at my level right now, I'm quite aware of things, so it's hard for this to happen. But at the beginning of this, not so many years ago, I would I would just think, well, everything's working right. You hardly have to look. And, you know, I would get these little gnawing, uncomfortable feelings inside of me, little thoughts in the back of my mind, and I wouldn't listen to them. So I'd go out and I'd realize that I didn't listen to the gnawings in me because I thought everything was okay. And there was a leak in the pond and these fish were flopping around barely living. And so you can't assume, it's an ignorance to assume anything, even though 100 days say yes, are you in full awareness and presence to catch the day that's going to say no?
You're listening to Mastering Ourselves with Keith and Charmy Amber, your spiritual lifestyle experts, offering a place to find sound answers to life's tough questions. Thank you for being with us tonight. If you'd like to call in for a question, a dilemma in your life, for a psychic reading, 1-800-336-2225. And don't forget to catch us Monday through Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN. You know, Keith, for a while back then when he was missing his little intuitions, you'd see him sort of like spanking himself, but it wasn't like physically spanking himself, but it was like spanking himself psychically, and he'd say, I had a hunch and I didn't listen, I need to listen better. And over the years that I've known him, he doesn't say that as often anymore, because he doesn't let himself miss the intuition hit.
Now, both Charmy and I have a charmed life, as given to anybody who starts listening more and more to the finer attunements to what's going on. We have a charmed life because basically everything is known. It's like what Jesus was walking into Jerusalem, and he even said, even the rocks speak out. You know, if they could
yell. Oh, it's
so
true.
So everything talks
if you listen
fine enough.
That's right. And it doesn't help if you're messing up your body. So there's things that mess you up. There's alcohol doesn't help you any. Drugs. You know, a lot of folks say, oh, well, marijuana isn't really a drug. It is, too, and it'll mess you up. It'll block your ability to tune in and hear or sense or feel what's going on in your life.
Well, in that kind of thing, when you're doing drugs, all too often it distorts reality, so you can't tell, even though you're getting psychic things or whatever, you can't tell what's real.
That's right. Tobacco, caffeine. Bad food.
We're talking imbalance. You know, you can do moderation in all things, and things can go pretty good. You can get finely tuned. They get better. And so we're talking about balance. We're not, you know, some people, they do just fine with a little bit of coffee, and some people, they just don't. And most people, when they do very much coffee, it starts really stressing out their system. And the more stress or off balance you have in your system, the harder it is to get a clear knowing of things.
And you know, with drugs, it isn't just illegal drugs. Prescription drugs don't necessarily serve you well either. And you know, there's another thing about some prescription drugs is that there's other ways to accomplish the same thing without doing prescription drugs.
Right.
If you are needing some help in some area of your life. You know, again, we are simply asking you, suggesting to you that if you would like to walk a stronger spiritual path, then what you will want to do is start making choices in your life that upgrade the quality of your body. And you obviously, it isn't about not eating food, but eating wiser food.
Right.
Doing wiser with whatever you have with your body so that you open up your lines of communication to your higher self and your intuition.
When I was a kid, I got spinal meningitis, 7 months old, and it was a ugly scene. I turned black, turned backwards, my head towards my back of my thighs and all that, and I'm, you know, fixing to die. And they had penicillin, and thanks to drugs, I'm alive. We have a cat that has certain medications that if we didn't have those medications, I'm fairly certain he wouldn't be alive. So there's a place and a balance for things, and we simply need to, it's a daily upgrade. You know, I notice I deal with, I got, you know, some things on my thumbs, and I got to deal with them, and then they're okay. And I get, you know, like this ache in my heart, I got to deal with that, and then it's okay. And so you keep dealing with things. and finding better ways to deal with it. And when you need to do something, you do it. When you need to maintain something, you keep it maintained. Take care of yourself. It's not a, oh, it should have happened, or I'm a ward of the state and it's supposed to take care of me. No. Part of the challenge here is for you to take care of yourself. You got job problems, relationship problems, health problems, whatever problems. A lot of it is for you to figure out. And there's many avenues and many helps around to help you.
You're listening to Mastering Ourselves with Keith and Charmaine Amber, your spiritual lifestyle experts, offering a place to find sound answers to life's tough questions. Don't forget to give us a call if you would like to catch, if you have a question or a dilemma in your life and you'd like a psychic reading on it, 1-800-336-2225. Don't forget to catch us Monday through Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN. You know, another one of the things that tends to block intuition from being able to flow into you is having your mind bounce around all over the place. Our minds bounce around to tell us things. You know, our minds are actually like this tool, which, by the way, you are supposed to be master of. Your mind should not be master of you. It should be a tool that you use. Your heart, in fact, should be the one in the control seat of your life, and your mind is a tool to your heart.
And this is not emotionalism. It's a whole goodness in your heart that connects with your center. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, there are those that say that your pre-birth contract literally lives in an ethereal form inside your heart, like your heart is programmed with it. So if you're following your heart and balancing heart and intuition and mind, you're probably doing a pretty good job of it. What I want to say about a busy mind is a busy mind blocks intuition. And so there's a couple different things going on with busy minds. Some people have to-do lists that are a mile long, and that's what bounces around in your head all the time. There's ways to deal with this. I do realize that there are only certain amount of hours in a day, and not everything is able to get done. Here's what you can do to calm your mind down. You can make lists. It's the perfect thing to do. When you have something that, you know, to-do list to do, write them down and then slowly chip away at the list when it's time to do it. But if you don't write it down, your mind feels compelled to keep reminding you to do things because it's not getting done. When your mind is busy doing that, intuition has a more difficult time coming through. So, I notice when I take on a new project and there's all sorts of facets that need to be taken care of, I sit down and start writing lists. And I make lists and lists and lists of all the different facets that need to be taken care of.
These are priority lists.
That's right. And then I just start taking care of them one at a time and doing it. There was a major change we had in our life a few months ago. And, I mean, I had major, probably 6 weeks of projects that I had on my platter, but rather than get scattered, I just made lists of them all, and one by one I did one until it was done, then I went on to the next. When you write these to-do lists, your mind calms down because it says, okay, she's got it on a list, she's going to get to it. This opens up your mind to intuition. Here's another one. If you have a busy mind, sometimes you have a busy mind because you've got issues from the past that you're not dealing with, emotional issues that oftentimes will have your mind running around. Like, for instance, do you ever notice you have going on in your head of that SOB or that whatever, and you rumble and rumble and rumble about whatever it is in the past because you never got over it? Those sort of things will keep you from dealing with and going forward productively and hearing intuition. They're a real problem. You don't want to get stuck with those old things. You want to remember whatever it is that's in your past had lessons for you to deal with, and that's what you want to do. Learn what the lesson was so that your mind can come at peace. If whoever it was they hadn't done something to you, somebody else would have done the thing. Because it was your lesson at the time. So your best solid freedom is to get at peace with what, get clear about the lesson, Be willing to learn the lesson and then move on. That will bring you a much calmer mind. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We have Lena from a township in Jamaica. How fun. Welcome to Mastering Ourselves. You there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, hello. How you doing? Hi, Lena. You have a question for us? You have a question?
Yes, I'm having a relationship problem. So, I just want to...
Can you say any more about what the problem is?
Okay, it's like, if you meet, well, I'm divorced, really. And sometimes, it's hard for me to get connected with a friend or friend, you know. I would be friendly with someone, but after a period of time, they would just leave. So I'm wondering what it is.
Okay, Lena, we're going to keep you over through the break, and we'll do this after the break. And we need to have you turn your radio or TV down because it's confusing the call. So hang on, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Mastering Yourself with Keith and Charmaine Amber, offering a place to find sound answers to life's tough questions. And we'll be right back.